Now, this is having an awful effect on the lives of people here in South Sligo. And what baffles me completely is that out of 55 water sources throughout the country, there's only two where a boil water notice has remained in place. And one of those is Lough Talt here in South Sligo. The other one is up in Roscommon. So I'm starting to wonder what's happening here, what's going on here. Because Lough Talt, as we all know, is in the most beautiful scenic location right in the heart of the Ox Mountains. There's no industry around it. There's no intensive farming around it. It's a spring well lake where water is coming up from under the earth. No rivers going into it, no pollution of any description. So what's going on here? I'm starting to get extremely worried about this boil water notice continuing month after month, throughout the year.
When it comes to trying to get a solution for this problem to deal with the Cryptosporidium, Irish Water have lodged a planning application back in May to Sligo County Council for essential and emergency upgrades to take place. However, this is an ongoing problem. Unfortunately, the upgrades and the repairs are taking quite a period of time to complete, and that's hugely frustrating for people that's directly affected.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, like, they're saying and they're telling us, yes, that when there's a new plant in place, that they'll have barriers there that will prevent Cryptosporidium getting into the supply. And, okay, we agree with that and we understand that. But, like, what's holding up the planning? And why is it so taking so long? In fact, this planning, this plant should have been, water treatment plant should have been built years ago. But it's an environmental thing where there's a rare species of snail out somewhere around Lough Talt that nobody ever sees. And this is supposed to be one of the reasons that it's holding up the planning application. Now, I think that people are most important species of all. There's older people, there's young babies, and there's businesses and hotels and so on. And they're just now running out of patience at this stage. And I think that whatever they need to do to treat the Cryptosporidium in the lake, treat it now and continue on with the planning application to put in the new plant. But for God's sake, like, let's get this thing sorted out. It's going on now for far too long.